Breast Cancer Awareness Month is as good a time as any to get educated on the disease. Greg Miller, a physician at Hedrick Medical Center in Chillicothe, spoke with KMZU on just that, starting with risk factors.
There are certain genetic abnormalities or mutations that really predispose women to breast cancer. Age is a risk factor, as well as family history.
When it comes to screening, Dr. Miller says that although getting a mammogram is widely promoted as something that women should do, when to start going in for screenings is rather subjective. Miller says the best way to know when to start screening is to coordinate with your primary care provider.
When you start looking at individuals, it's really important that you talk with your healthcare provider and come up with what's the best plan for you as an individual based on your family history. So really, between the age of 40 and 50, it's really important to talk to your healthcare provider, looking at your individual risk to determine whether or not you should be screened or not.
As far as treatment goes, Miller describes the fast-tracking process that some hospitals, in this case St. Luke's facilities such as Hedrick, will use to treat early cases.
Some of the beautiful things that have been set up now as far as if when people are diagnosed with breast cancer, many of the hospitals and hospital systems have a fast track, so to speak, once you have your mammogram. So St. Luke's, for example, once I make a referral for a patient to have their mammogram, if there's an abnormality, and that's followed up on, and a care coordinator will speak with them and basically navigate or guide them through the rest of their care. And that includes follow-ups as far as confirming the diagnosis.
Moving forward, Miller describes the next possible treatment options.
When somebody has an abnormal mammogram, there's always different steps that can take place. And one of those is additional imaging, such as an ultrasound or an MRI. But then typically, if the concern continues to be there, usually that's followed up with a biopsy and then appointments with either a breast surgeon or an oncologist, and a lot of times both. And so treatment options include everything from observation to either mastectomy, where you remove the breast, or lumpectomy, to where you just remove the lump or the mass that's in the breast.
Of course, the types of cancer and effectiveness of treatment can vary. Miller says that some treatments that work for some types of cancer may not work for others.
Depending on what comes up on the pathology reports, what type of cancer it is, and we look at different receptors, then there's always options regarding chemotherapy and or radiation. But those are not for everybody and not for every case of breast cancer.
There are ways to reduce your likelihood of developing breast cancer. Miller says the best way to do this is to maintain your health and stay in contact with your primary care provider.
Your best chance of reducing your risk of breast cancer is keeping up with your mammograms and continuing to be in discussion and communication with your primary care provider, meaning if you all of a sudden you notice a lump or a mass or tenderness in your breast, or if you have any nipple discharge or discomfort, not to wait around. And I would encourage people to call their providers and get in to be seen, get in for an evaluation.
Discussing your health with your primary care provider shouldn't be awkward. However, when bringing up concerns such as cancer, the conversation could be intimidating to think about. Miller says that physicians are here to make you feel safe and comfortable in their office.
Really, I tell people this all the time. You can't say anything I haven't heard before in clinic. We've heard it, we've seen it, and it's our job. You know, we're professionals, and our job is to talk about sensitive topics, and we want to be sensitive to that and empathetic to that, but that's what we're here for. We want people to bring things up. We don't want things to be hidden or not discussed out of embarrassment.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.